This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A prosecutor said Wednesday that the man charged with killing seven people when he unleashed a hail of bullets on an Independence Day parade in a suburb of the U.S. city of Chicago, Illinois, confessed to police that he fired on the crowd. In Robert E. Crimmo's III's first court appearance, an Illinois judge ordered the suspected gunman to be held without bail. Crimmo faces seven murder counts as questions emerge about how he was able to legally buy five weapons despite what some call red flags. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
One of those weapons, an AR-15-style rifle, police say he used at that parade outside Chicago. A seventh victim died yesterday, more than 30 wounded. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart.
These are just the first of many charges that will be filed.
Authorities say 21-year-old Robert Crimmo planned the attack for weeks, dressed as a woman to get away, and passed several background checks despite a 2019 call from a family member who said he threatened to kill everyone in his home. Vice President Kamala Harris at the site of the shooting last night offering condolences, renewing calls for an assault weapons ban.
We got to be smarter as a country in terms of who has access to what.
Audio courtesy, Raina Nelly and WLS. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian forces hit Kharkiv with missile strikes overnight, the Kharkiv regional governor said Wednesday on Telegram. One person died and three injured, including a toddler, according to the governor. Russia's defense ministry said its air force killed up to 100 Ukrainian troops and destroyed four armored vehicles in Kharkiv. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Wednesday Germany must implement the transition to green energy faster because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Earlier Wednesday, European Union Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the 27-nation bloc needs to make emergency plans for a cutoff. This is VOA News. Since Tuesday, more than 30 governmental officials or aides have resigned following British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's most recent scandal about his handling of the case of a senior official accused of sexual misconduct. The Prime Minister is clinging to power after two of the most senior cabinet ministers quit. Johnson told Parliament Wednesday that he's staying as the country faces multiple pressures.
Well, that is exactly the moment that you'd expect a government to continue with its work, not to walk away, Mr. Speaker, and to get on with our job and to focus on the things that matter to the people of this country.
Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Treasury Secretary Chief Rishi Sunak resigned within minutes of each other Tuesday. Now new Treasury Chief Nadeem Zawahi Wednesday pledged to rebuild the economy amid senior government resignations and a fresh leadership crisis.
So it was my first day in the job. Conversation we had is my task is to rebuild the economy and to grow the economy. I will look at everything to make sure that we continue to be on the side of people.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday it authorized state-licensed pharmacists to prescribe Pfizer Incorporated's COVID-19 pill Paxlovid to eligible patients. Meanwhile, China starts a new round of mass COVID-19 testing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Residents of parts of Shanghai and Beijing have been ordered to undergo further rounds of the testing following the discovery of new cases in the two cities. Restaurants have also been restricted to takeout only in one northern city, an area which endured one of China's most sweeping lockdowns under the hardline zero COVID policy. The gambling hub Macau has shut down one of its most famous hotel casinos after cases were discovered there. The strict measures have been retained despite relatively low numbers of cases. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Secretary General of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, has died. Mohamed Barkindo died late Tuesday, according to a spokesperson for Nigeria's Petroleum Ministry and OPEC. The reason for his death was not immediately known. The Nigerian energy industry insider led the crude oil bloc since 2016. His role, representing the bloc of 13 nations that make up OPEC, took on even greater significance in past years amid a global effort to tackle climate change. And recapping our top story, a prosecutor said Wednesday that the man charged with killing seven people in an Independence Day parade in the suburb of Chicago confessed to police that he fired on the crowd. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.